Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
See, I would think this was a pornographic movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially when I would say, who's this, Alice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it's Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Who always looks like a woman who just got broke up with. Crying, the mascara's going down his face.
Yep.
I've met the man, I can say it.
Yeah.
Not to his face, but I've said it. He was very cool. That was one of the coolest moments in my radio career, air quotes, that my daddy said, Matthew, you're having Alice Cooper on the show. I'd like to meet him. And I was like, Daddy, you can set the room while we interview him. And Alice Cooper took a picture of my daddy and signed something for him and all that. He was thrilled. And then plus, double whammy, when my daddy died, I got the autograph stuff back. So.
Yeah.
I got to make a memory and also add another collectible to the room.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it works out.
That's good.
That's why you should give your parents good gifts.
You
eventually, you're going to get them back.
That's right.
It's a good point. Whatever you give them, you will get back. Maybe not tenfold, but onefold, you'll get that same thing back.
Yeah, especially if you never moved away like your sister did.
Yeah.
You should retain all the Magner purses and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
On that day when we all stood up, when I interviewed him, it was so funny that I was taller than him. I always thought I always thought he was bigger than all of us.
Very nice man, though.
Yes.
Very nice man. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:08. Real quick, the thing I was going to say about Madden, John Madden football game, another thing that I just don't get of people watching television shows, watching other people play video games to compete, tonight at 8 o'clock on the C-Dub, the EA Sports Madden NFL 20 Classic, a video game tournament where you can tune in and watch 500 millennials, it says, compete for a $190,000 prize pool. It ain't even that much.
Yeah.
Man, they show the Overwatch League they show on Friday nights. It's an arena packed full of people.
I know, and I don't get it. That's where I will say, you know what? Next generation, you different than me.
Yeah.
Can't get into. I want to see live people playing.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, I said the thing about poker machines, the museum of poker machines that would be in, North Carolina. Apparently there, according to some people that are texting in, if the machines are older, you can still have them, but they can't make new ones. But how does that, like, if you own a, like, Harrah's in Cherokee, North Carolina, yeah. It's a different rule because it's a casino, right? Like, do they have poker machines at Harrah's? I truly have only been there for a concert. I've never been on the floor.
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
They had
much.
To pick me up off of it at the end of the concert, but I was there.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They have poker machines.
Same exact concert.
So why are we so weird in South Carolina about it? Because I grew up across the street where I believe it all started, and Jimmy, you grew up above where it all happened because Collins was the place that had all the poker machines, and that was right there on D Street, where I grew up in Poe Mill.
Yeah, it was, man.
Below 4th Avenue you grew up on, Jim.
Yeah, it's a guy my dad talked about.
Fred?
When they were younger, yeah. Freddie Collins, he called him.
I thought your dad talked about Tom Collins a lot.
No, he didn't know what that was.
Okay. You mean Arnie Palmer?
Yeah, he knew Freddie, though.
Yeah.
Man, they used to be everywhere. My dad would play them sometimes. He'd just play a hand or two occasionally, though.
Poker machines?
Yeah, he wouldn't sit on them like, you know, from payday till he was broke.
Like my
sit
dad?
On them the whole time. Yeah.
Your dad did, Fat God. Boy?
Yeah, but at, I don't know at what point why we did it, but on Sundays when I was with him, He'd go to the first exit across the state line in Georgia, and he'd play there. And it was some kind of nude poker machine. But he used to play him downtown at the bar.
The only thing I can identify with that on is on Sundays, when you couldn't buy alcohol in Greenville, we'd all drive to Gastonia and drink beer. I think it's Gastonia, wherever Side Street Pizza was. It's like the closest place to buy alcohol on Sundays.
It's a Tryon, right?
Tryon, yeah. We drive to Tryon to eat pizza and drink beer on Sundays.
Oh, this joker drive to the VFW and pay $5 more for a case.
Well, we had one of them, too, at Poe Mill, just up the street, right there by the liquor joint.
Oh, yeah.
Across from the Gooder and Good. We had a restaurant called Gooder and Good.
Yeah, we did. It was good, too, man. The first time I ever had sweet cornbread was the Gooder and Good.
First porno magazine I ever saw was at the house beside Gooder and Good.
Okay.
We should do a video tour of Poe Mill one day.
We could. We could.
We could show the birthplace of Collins. If they're still in business, good for them in this day and age of, online gaming and stuff. But the only thing I remember my daddy doing, the Carolina Drive-In, Jimmy, down there below Poe Mill.
Yep.
We would actually, believe it or not, we would walk from our house to pick up food. My dad and I would walk. It was one block.
Yeah, it wasn't far.
But we'd walk down the Carolina. And, I mean, looking back now, it was kind of a cool move, but my daddy would give me some money to go get candy out of the machines. And while I did, he would walk around the corner, and they had this little compressed wood booth set up.
It's by the bathrooms.
You know it?
Yeah, that's where when I talked about my dad would play a hand or two, I was picturing it inside the old Carolina Drive-In there below Poe Mill.
Yeah, and that would be the one where they would have women in bikinis on them.
Yeah, they would, yep.
And like if you got like a certain thing, apparently they'd show like the digitally animated nipples or something. I don't remember.
I
couldn't go back there unless you're 18.
Yeah. You never caught more than a little glimpse or something.
No.
It was a gas station that had a back room. You could go in there and play them.
Yeah, man. It used to be everywhere. Yeah. Like every business had, because you can make money off it, and they all did.
And they'd watch people play them all day. Then they know when they pay out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was another, there was a place my daddy would also go to on Rutherford Road called Maurice's Cafeteria by the farmer's market. It was good, breakfast style place. They had a wall of them in there, and the cook would get so pissed because all the guys would come in there and then put their paychecks in there and then sit there and just whine and complain about, losing all of their money.
Oh, yeah. It used to be a big thing.
But why is that? Why is it not? Sorry, I'm having a flood of memories.
No,
I'm also thinking about Collins. If this is wrong, Google will tell us otherwise. So will know-it-all, know-it-all's listening and the one in the room.
Paige. Pay attention, Paige.
There was when Collins, the video game makers in Greenville, South Carolina, did they not invent that thing called the Tommy Gate, which was the gate that folds down off a regular truck and then lowers to the ground? Because it was, I feel like they owned it and then sold it to one of the big truck manufacturers. It was called Tommy Lift or Tommy Gate.
I don't know.
Tommy
never
Gate
heard
sounds
that.
Like somebody got in trouble stealing some Hilfiger. Bless you, Paige.
This says the company Tommy Gate was founded by Delbert Brown in 1965 in Iowa.
Wasn't that Tommy Lift then, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. They had something, though.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that before.
Yeah. And then after that, there was a lull, and then you had the sweepstakes games. That became a thing for a while in the upstate where you could play. Wasn't gambling, it was sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Kind of like you vote for that one guy. He'll give you $120,000 if he wins.
It used to be all the rage, man. Fireworks and sweepstakes on the state line.
Yeah, man.
God, how can we have a scratch-off lottery?
Where are all those poker machines, though?
Dude, I'd love to know. I mean, I'd like to have one at my house, just set to free play, just to,
what?
To have, just to decorate the house. Then again, I'd also like to have one of those old-timey, used to be in the lobby of every Waffle House, the cigarette vending machine.
Yeah.
I'd love to have one of those where you pull the knob.
Cool.
I love those things, man.
I would get those
for
my dad.
I'd love to have a cigarette vending machine from back in the day and a poker machine at my house.
Why don't you just open up a gas station and live there?
Well, they don't have those anymore anywhere.
Maybe they just rounded them up and sent them to Reno and Las Vegas. I don't know.
Well, the technology would have been probably way outdated by now. I mean, that was 80s and 90s, but like maybe they've been recycled or whatever. If anybody knows, let me know.
Yeah.
Nine's got a birthday coming up, and I want to go in with about 100 people and get that for him.
Right.
How much is that? Would you, see, that's what you always think. Like, remember Silver Spoons, Ricky Schroeder, you know, the rich kid or whatever. It was right in the 80s where everybody had credit, and Richie Rich was all the, you know, all the thing, and everybody was spending. And there was that show where he was a rich kid, and he had all the stand-up video games. And when I was a kid, I would always think, man, if I ever had a bunch of money, I want to have a stand-up Pac-Man or Donkey Kong or even maybe a Dragon's Lair.
Yes. Because
that was the coolest one.
That'd be great. As a kid, that's definitely what I wanted. Now I
want
the poker machine.
But do you want to stand up at your house?
Sure.
Yeah. You have to get like a bar stool. And it's set up on it.
Yeah.
Or like a bistro table chair.
Screw those,
by the way. Those are the stupidest things restaurants have, bistro tables. Nobody wants to sit like that and eat a good meal.
No, you don't want to sit up that high. Mm-mm. You just want to sit in a regular chair.
Yeah.
You don't like them?
Bistro, nuh-uh. I'll sit outside on a 97-degree day before I'll sit in your bistro table.
Yeah, I don't really like them either, man. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Not a big fan.
All right. Okay, I'll just look at the text line. There's somebody that says there's a place in Asheville that sells them, but they're not. You'll have to restore them yourself.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Okay, I'll try that. I'm going to get a condom machine to hang up on the bathroom wall at the house.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, what for?
Just to decorate. Somebody texted that in, so I stole their idea.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll do that. Hell yeah, I will.
It's not going to hold extra small.
It's illegal in Alabama, Connecticut, Hawaii, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Wisconsin to own poker machines.
Okay.
That's odd.
Connecticut's got some weird laws. I don't think you can buy alcohol past 8 o'clock. You just not be able to.
Yeah. Well, you can't go to a liquor store here past 7. You know, a lot of people come here and they're like, that's weird.
Yeah, especially when they're used to getting it at a grocery store.
Yeah.
You get your Goldschlager beside your loaf bread.
Schlager. I don't know that it's even legal for you to own it, Jim.
Yeah, it might not be, man. In that case, I don't want one no more.
Yeah. When's that stopped you? Also, it says here online you can buy little mini replicas of poker machines to put on your desk.
Okay.
And then maybe when we do Pigskin Punishment, you can offer it up as a treasured item.
That's awesome.
Which, by the way, let me reload this. Who would P1s like to see lose Pigskin Picks this week and have to do punishment next week? According right now at 7:18, the current leader is still 9.
Ah,
28%.
Yes. Okay.
Fatboy and I now tied at 26%, and less than a fifth of the audience wants to see Paige lose. Shocker,
okay.
shocker.
I'm going to disappoint them all when I don't lose.
Yeah. Well, we'll do those after headlines.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll say this, too. We'll do some open phones. I'll give you the numbers. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I'm going to tell you, I don't like to point out missteps, especially those of my own.
Yeah.
But I'm going to right now. Paige, you know what I was told last night brought a great point to my attention? My wonderful girlfriend, Caitlin, who you know very well, told me
I like her more than you sometimes.
How dare you? I always love her. What does that mean?
No, I like her more. Sometimes I think she's awesome.
You like her more than you like me.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
that you
yeah,
like
yeah.
her more than
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
how can you like her more
yeah.
than I like her?
Because when we've
I like
gone
her
out, when we've gone out, I just love talking to
well,
her. She's awesome.
She told me, she said, you said for everybody to bring in a personal item that means a lot, that you'd really put it on the line. And you came in there, she's talking to me, she said, you come in there with your Michael Jackson album. And then Paige brings the last gift that her deceased husband gave her, the perfume, and y'all said no, don't do that. So she said you told her to bring in a sentimental item, and because it was you thought it was too much. Caitlin saying this to me,
yeah.
I didn't jump down your throat, but a lot of people did. So, Paige, you can't bring in something like that. So she told me I don't know if it's girl power, but you did what was asked, and we're just the ones, you know, Paige and or Fatboy and Nine that really didn't bring in a treasured item. Truly, it's Fatboy, if we're being honest. Nine loves Alf.
But I do love my Alf painting. I love all my original paintings.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what the love with the item that Fatboy brought in. I'm kind of at a loss for that. I don't that it was in some a famous person's
yard
that was
nothing to it.
I just want to let you know, though, Paige, that my eyes were open to the fact you did it the right way.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you did.
Fatboy, I'm trying to conduct a radio show over here as you quietly speak in the background.
Who are you talking to?
Phones, man.
All right, okay. Let's get to them. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn, touch base with us. We'll talk on the radio. It's the Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Happy Friday. Happy Friday the 13th.
All special day for us.
Yeah. Well, a special day for everybody. And especially now knowing Mad World opens up tonight. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it is. That's good news for all of us.
Officially kick it off. We're doing open phones, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you'd like to talk about, you want to reminisce about your gambling days with poker machines like we were, 1-800-774-0093. And I do see that P1's Sean the Bomb is on hold, but first, Roger's been waiting way longer to talk about poker machines.
Oh, yeah.
Roger, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Well, sir, how are you?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Very well, sir.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I used to work in them poker places in the Lake Manning.
Okay.
Couple when they had them around places. On over.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they had about five poker machines and every little cricket.
Oh, yeah.
They spread it out everywhere. And I think I want to just bring them back, really, in truckloads.
Bring back truckloads of poker machines?
Yeah, put them back in here. That way they can fix these roads in South Carolina.
Oh, you're saying that money's missed. Yeah, but you don't go and just play the scratch-offs and help out the kids going to college?
Oh, yeah, I play a few of them, too, but yeah. I ain't never hit like I've hit on a poker machine.
Well, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Well, you know what? If vote for me, and not only will I give you a sweepstakes of money, I'll give every American family their own poker machine.
Boom.
How about that?
I hear that.
Matt Mann,
yeah,
Collins, 2020.
Yeah, in my house, too.
Yeah, all right. Oh. Deal, Roger. Have a good morning. Roger, over now. Roger?
Roger that.
Roger, Roger? Roger that. Thank you.
Roger. Roger out.
It's going to be tough if he was in the military.
No, it's difficult, yeah.
Very difficult. 1-800-774-0093. They do make novelty poker machines, but you want the real one, Jimmy.
Yeah, man, but not if it's illegal to possess.
You want one that has like that stain on the base where a cigarette sat there and burned through the vinyl?
Yes.
Yeah, you want real game used equipment.
Yeah.
Let's go to P1 Sean the Bomb. There he is. Sean, good morning, sir.
What's up, guys?
How it is? You doing all right?
Yes, so doing just fine.
Good, good. It says here you have your own conspiracy theory. On what? What is that conspiracy about?
That golden gnome of Fat Boy.
Fat Boy's golden gnome, his treasured item.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because
okay.
I was thinking about it, and he said he watched somebody get it. He didn't get it, but it does mean something to him. So I was thinking that he was driving down the road one day, saw the golden gnome in the yard, pulled over and told his son to go get it.
Fat Boy, is the stolen, because you did say it was a stolen yard garden gnome, it's stolen. You didn't say you stole it.
Yeah.
Was it stolen by someone within your immediate family?
It was, but it was not my son.
Wait a minute. That suspect is...
I was close.
I need to talk with Colonel Sanders. I need to talk with Wendy.
Yep.
What you trying
I need to
eat?
Talk to Pete's and Como, both of them.
Can somebody get the king on the phone, please?
Yeah. I need to talk to the sixth Pete.
Oh, boy. This is so involved.
I'm going to send Captain D a fax right now.
Right.
Get to the bottom of this.
Fat Boy loves hamburgers so much, we're going to have to talk to 10 guys
instead
of just five.
Yep.
This came from a person who doesn't get me stuff often. Who doesn't remember my birthday often. So when he remembered it, he picked it up and was like, I remember you talking about this stupid
But your immediate family means your wife or your son.
Well, immediate could be, you know, there are other people too.
Okay. All right. So, Sean, the theory, you thought his son had stolen it, and that's why it was like, oh, look, it's his first thing I stole, Dad, and that's why it's treasured?
Siblings,
something like that.
Siblings could be immediate.
Yeah.
For all you know.
Who knows? Sean, what are we drinking this weekend? Beer or what?
I actually don't drink beer. I know what you're trying to get me to say. I'm not going to say.
I'm not trying to get you to say anything, Sean. All right, Sean, we'll have a good... You don't want to have fun. It's Friday. I wanted to talk about the weekend. All right then, Sean.
Well, this weekend, I don't really have any plans.
Okay, then. Okay. Well, go try some Lickle, okay? All right. See you, Sean. Sean's not being playful later today. See you, Sean.
Oh, boy.
His last appearance.
Sean. Such a tough room.
You didn't even drop your catchphrase. I mean, it's like when Looper calls and doesn't say, pull it to the side a little bit. Give us what we want. I mean, it's like the Hulkster not saying, what you going to do, brother?
I mean, come on.
Rich Flair ain't never been in the ring and never said woo.
Well, Sean, the ball's progressed to that J.J. Walker, no, I will not say dynamite stage of life.
I remember that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We were talking about this guy or one of his cousins yesterday. It's P1 Big Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Big Johnson, good morning.
Love him.
Oh, what's going on, guys? Paige, how you doing?
I don't want to speak for Paige, but I think we're hanging out. Paige,
I'm
you
doing
good?
Well, thank you.
Good. Big Johnson, it says you want to do a very personal shout-out. Is it to Fat Boy's stolen yard gnome?
Acquired?
No, actually, it's not. But I hate the fact that he lost his yard gnome.
Who it was stolen from, yes. Who do you want to shout out? I already see here who it is, but I'm going to let you say it because this is very important.
All right, well, I did 5.5 years in the United States Marine Corps, and I was stationed at Camp Lejeune for the majority of that time. And I got a lot of guys up there turned on to you guys on the podcast and listening to it. Everybody up there just fell in love with Facebook fussing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really just turned them on to it. But I'm taking a weekend trip to go up there and see a buddy of mine. He's stationed at Camp Lejeune now. I got a couple other buddies up there. I just want to give a big shout out to those guys, man. You know, we don't actually need a Marine Corps, but America wants a Marine Corps.
Simplify.
And that's one thing I'm most proud of is that the guys that I serve with, the friends, the families that I made. Man, I tell you what.
Hell yeah.
Army, Navy, you know, Air Force, Coast Guard. I'm thankful for each and every one of those guys, but being a part of that gun club, which we call the Marine Corps, man, it's a different kind of brotherhood. And I just want to give a big shout out to each and every jarhead that's ever walked through those doors of Parris Island or San Diego. And I just want you to know that there's a lot of Marines out there that are big fans of you guys, and we're really thankful what you guys do and how appreciative y'all are of the military in general.
Well, absolutely, man, and I appreciate that. That was very I feel very warm now. That felt good to know that why you guys are doing what you do, to know that we're somehow helping out. Seriously, that means the world. So thank you very much, Big Johnson. I know. I mean, I'm laughing when I see his name, but no, thank you so much for that, man. And thanks to all the men and women that serve and have. We wouldn't be anything without you. Thank you, brother. Be careful driving up.
Nine, Fat Boy Page. Hey, thank y'all very much. I'm going to listen to y'all for the remainder of my drive and podcast. Probably anything else that I ain't heard. Once again, I just want to give a big thank you to you guys. You know, you guys really do mean a whole lot to us.
Well, God bless you. You'll hear Nine pick his bad football picture in a minute and lose.
You will.
All right, thank you, Big Johnson. God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, tickle it, guys.
Tickle it, guys.
Aw.
He's a nice guy.
It was good.
Means
I enjoy
a lot.
Him.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. That was really good.
That was good. That was a good call. Thank you for that on a Friday morning.
Yeah, thank you.
What's
up, everybody? Camp Lejeune.
I know, yeah. Right?
That's badass.
My daddy's old stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be that one. All right. There's the time. All right, Paige, we're going to do some, get into the Plex, and then we've got to do the picks, and then we've got to get in all the other stuff that we've promised. What are you working on over there?
Well, we're going to talk about the plight of millennials. Or rather, the plight of people that are trying to date in this time and age. How expensive is it really to go out on dates? We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
How expensive is it to go out on dates? Is this... Okay, I'll save it. Because who's paying?
Well...
That's a good question.
If you aren't paying, it's free.
I don't want to go out with a woman who won't let me pay.
Yeah.
And if that makes me makes me sexist or sexy, which is it? Both? Yeah. All right, we'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
93.3 The Planet Rock.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, so you were talking about, Mattman, you were referring to paying on the date if you're asking a woman out and going out on a date. That you believe that that's something that you would continue to do.
I just don't want to... You know, like there's some, you know, we're talking about, you know, women. Some women don't like to have the door open for them and stuff because they feel it's you know, it's like well, I can't do that myself kind of thing. I don't think I would survive in a relationship where a woman would not allow me to pay for the meal.
Right.
I mean, just not that I'm saying that I'm not okay with a woman doing that kind of thing. I'm just saying, like, if that's the beginning of what it's going to be, then I don't think it's going to work.
Well,
it's weird, but that's just, I don't know.
And you're on to something because the discussion on the financial decision is kind of awkward, don't you think? Like in the beginning, but it needs to be done. Like,
I've never been in a situation where I had to ask.
You never had that happen?
Have you, Jim? Nine? Jim, check, Jackie? Bam, blam?
No, I've been out with a couple women who paid, but just because they offered to. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
On the first date, though?
Yeah, one of them did.
Wow.
I wonder if that's like, see, I would take that as, oh, she wants to pay, therefore she's like, I don't want, this will be the last date. Like, if she paid on the first date, I was like, okay, this is her way of being nice. She doesn't want to see me again.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, that one went somewhere for a little while, too, though. So it wasn't just the case of that. So I don't know what it was. I guess she just wanted to
be impolite,
do it differently.
Yeah.
Well, according to this study, 66% of the men offered to pay full price, and then 19% of the men were offering to go Dutch with their date.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that would be...
Rudder? Yeah.
Well, if you go out to dinner, well, we'll split the check. You just say that in the beginning when you're ordering, right?
Yeah. We'll go split something.
The women...
Your wig.
...are not expecting men to pay either. 42% of the women offered to pay full price for their first few dates... And nearly a quarter of them, they offered to split 50-50 with the check. So,
okay,
times are changing.
What about this, Paige? What if you go out with a guy on the first date and, you know, that's not even like, I don't know how that comes up in dating, but let's say, you know, it's like, he's like, hey, I'm going to get this. You're like, okay. And then he pulls out some kind of coupon or some kind of, even a continuity card where he's got to get it punched. Is that?
I don't care.
Okay.
Okay, what if he makes you walk in separate so you could use the coupon twice?
What if he tells you to pretend you're under the age of...
I don't have that much time.
What if he says, Paige, if they ask you under the age of 12, we'll get you the kids'
meal. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to get your movie ticket's going to be like 75% of full price because you're a child.
Right.
Sounds like what I did pretend. To my niece and told her that she had to be 17 for 3 years. So I'm guilty of
it's
that.
Like my daddy saying, we'll park here, Matthew. Walk funny. They won't say anything.
But I'm not dating. All right, so according to this study... it is very expensive to date, and for a year, an average American will spend over $121,000 on dates.
God.
Yeah. And you know, just let's start with grooming. The grooming would be like, you know, $64, which is a minimum figure of just
the
your
grooming,
say your hair and everything.
This is just the female number, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well,
I ain't never heard of a woman getting a good haircut for less than $75.
The $121,000, that would be compiled every year, and that would be your lifetime of dates going out on dates.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a pretty big figure. And then you figure, okay, an average $64 on grooming, and then your meals on taking people out, dinner and everything that's expected, that's pretty expensive. So the average person spends $168 a month on dates. And married people, according to this, they're spending, you know, say date night or whatever, $186 a month on dates. So.
And you're covering all that if you're the dude.
Not necessarily.
So we're going to split this. We're going to talk about it first.
Yeah, you're not necessarily covering it all just because you're the dude.
And
especially if you're like with somebody instead of just going out on a first date, right?
Well, if you do it first, don't they expect it though every time?
No.
Like, you know, especially if you establish, hey, I'm paying.
I mean, thinking about it, it varies. I mean, it's, you know, like after you get a groove going or whatever, she's like, no, I'll get this, you know?
Uh-oh, but I lost my wallet, damn.
Yeah.
I've picked this up.
I've tried that before.
And so this is why people avoid dating, because the average of new dates, they go out for 5 times until you really get to know somebody, right?
Until somebody ghosts somebody, you mean?
Oh, no.
That could be it. I mean, 5 dates, is according to the study, is usually the, you know, when you get to know somebody, you're getting to know what's going to happen.
You talking about doing it or just finding out, like, who they are as a person?
Who they are as a person.
Okay.
I mean, doing it, some people say 3 dates. Some people say 3 months. I mean, I think that's pretty ambiguous.
I say that's dessert.
Right? After one meal.
If
all
you're
right,
having fun,
I pay for
it
dinner.
Is.
So here are the top 5 excuses for not dating. People say, I prefer hanging out with friends. I can't afford it. I'm not confident enough. I'm too introverted, and I don't like meeting people.
Well, you should see a therapist before you start putting that baggage on somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
I mean, good Lord. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Like, how are you getting through life feeling that bad about yourself?
Yeah, you're not going to go date somebody and find happiness in them. Mm-mm. I mean, you got to be happy
well,
in order
you
to
don't,
be happy.
You don't have a filter in real life when you're dating someone. You can't make yourself look that better if you're that insecure.
Yeah, you have to come. Yeah. You have to be happy with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Friday the 13th is a big day for some. And did you know, did we cover this? I think we did, that we got a really nice full moon tonight.
Hell yeah.
This night, beautiful full moon on Friday the 13th won't happen for another 30 years.
What?
According to this.
Yeah, and on a Friday the 13th full moon, like, this is special.
This is a big time,
man.
It's
a rare thing.
It's going to be fun at Mad World. All right, almost a third.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Almost a third of Americans in this study admitted that they're superstitious, and 9% say they're very superstitious on Friday the 13th. They might be the people that won't even leave their house.
There should be a comic book character called Superstitious, and it's like he won't walk over the cracks of the sidewalk. He, you know, or step on them. He steps over them. He won't walk. Oh, there's someone that needs some help. Well, they're under a ladder. I'm not getting them. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Would you read that comic?
I don't read any of them. Well, I watch a movie, though.
I think Southerners are superstitious because they're things that you're told your entire life, like the ladder, don't step on a crack, you break your mother's back, things like that.
There's a style in my eye. I peed on the corner every time my daddy sit there and laugh at me.
Well, 66% claim they're either not very superstitious or not superstitious at all. You don't care. You don't believe in all that nonsense. So, you know. And then you would probably enjoy this day, and it's a holiday, and you look forward to it.
Right. I mean, I don't know that. I don't ever know until, like, the last minute it's going to be a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
Like, if I look at my day planner.
I usually look in advance just because I'm curious. Because it's like, man, there hasn't been one in a few months. We're due for one.
Yeah. I mean, I got a moon app that tells me about the moons, but I don't have a Friday the 13th notification.
Well, this is surprising that men were much more likely to say that they're superstitious, 16%, compared to 2% of the women.
Hmm.
I'm not. Sports-based. Because every dude who loves sports or plays sports has some kind of superstition that don't make no sense.
Yeah, certain socks.
Underwear.
Yeah.
Can't step on the baseline.
Kirk Wendell.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's everybody now, man. Yeah. That's like league-wide. Nobody steps on that baseline.
I always loved him coming out of the dugout, and he when the audience, the fans and the announcers would pay attention to it, he'd actually jump up in the air over it. It was cool. Yeah. Wasn't it him or Wohlers?
It was him. He's the guy who first brought it to fame, I think.
Oh, man.
He was known for that.
And then Chris Sabo with his safety goggles.
Yeah, cutting your hair, trimming your toenails.
Oh, John Olerud, I have a soft spot on my head. I got to wear a helmet all the time.
Oh, God, the Olerud helmet. I forgot about that. David Wright had the big one.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God, yes.
And lastly, I'm going to throw this out here, and it's kind of a crazy idea. Do you like having a payday, or would you rather get paid immediately, like daily? What would you prefer?
This is kind of like the whole binge watching versus weekly television conversation.
Yeah, it is.
Because so, I would be afraid I'd, well, you know what? I don't know that it would matter, because once you pay all your bills anyway, you're sitting there, you know, like, good God.
Where'd it go?
Yeah. It'd be the same in the end, same amount of money, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it is nice to get a decent amount of money at one time instead of a little bit every day.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to put it in the bank anyways and compile it all together if you had big bills. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
Then again, if you get it daily and you're not good with budgeting your money, you would spend it faster.
That's what I'm saying.
I've known someone like that. That's I had to say, okay, you need to put that in the bank. Not worry about it.
If you're bad with money, you're just going to be bad with money.
Right.
Trust me. Takes one to know one.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Mother blanker.
Right,
mother lover. You mother lover.
So with the paid daily, 65% of the people say that they wouldn't want to do it because they might be hit with some extra fees because of that. So
okay.
There's a disadvantage.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. What about that company now that will, like, if you get the same amount of money every paycheck, now they'll give you a credit card that you can borrow against your paycheck, and the paycheck goes to the credit card company, but they charge you all these big fees?
That seems silly to me.
Like, how do you ever catch up on that?
I don't know that you do.
You don't.
You're not supposed to.
You don't. All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to do some picking of the pigskin.
Oh.
Week 2, pigskin picks that will ultimately lead to a big pigskin punishment. Only right here on The Rise, guys.
Pretty funny, guys. They have a warped sense of humor just like myself.
Mornings are just better with The Rise, guys.
Just funny. Just funny as hell.
The Rise, guys. On 93.3.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.